The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Eat a fucking steak.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia, your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwolnorm.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2870 dose of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gain cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleaze cast, and sleigh cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustlers, and you all hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode, the Beast Cast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you
beaches.
All right, fam. Welcome to Ask Papa Swolio Live. We're just taking questions today, so drop your questions in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio, and we'll start to compile those. A reminder to anyone that might be watching on YouTube. I know it's a ghost town over there, but most people watch on Rumble. If you want to catch the full show every single day, make sure you subscribe on Rumble. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. And again, drop those comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. We still have some epic specials going on. Happy St. Paddy's Day to anyone that, I guess, celebrates that without getting shit-faced and trashing their bodies. Aside from, you know, that old bullshit, that nonsense, get yourself some Go the Fucking Gym merch over there at papasolio.com. 20% off all site, everything. Everything on the website, 20% off papasolio.com. And, of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode is Accountability Monday, so you will be getting your accountability text. So make sure you get specific. I will be blowing up your shit if you're not specific. So keep an eye out for that swole text if you are a member. And tomorrow we will go over all of those accountability responses. And of course, we have some new releases tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. Again, tomorrow, Monday, March 18th, 12 noon Eastern time. So let's get those questions coming on in. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio in the comments down below. And now let's get into today's episode. Let's bust the nut open. Let's get the swole card out. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Are you ready, beaches? Falk. All right, hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. Please, if you're watching on Rumble, please hit that thumbs up button. It is free and it takes no time. It's really weird when people don't hit the like button, but yet they'll watch an hour and a half of a stream every single day. Just hit the thumbs up button. It helps tremendously. If you support the show, if you enjoy the show, just hit the thumbs up button. It takes 2 seconds and it's literally giving a high five to the algorithm. So thank you so much for doing it. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready? Let's go. Beeshes. Got a little bad. All right, jumping right into the questions. We will just take whatever we have. If no come in, we'll get through these Instagram ones and we'll be done for the day. So if you have something you want to discuss, if you have something that you want to ask, we're here as long as there are questions coming in. So drop that in the chat. Ayman Salman, 744, Papa Soy, what is the best workout? There is no best workout. Not off to a good start. All right, there is no best workout. I don't know what you want to accomplish, so going to ignore that question. Leo said so. We'll see. Papa Soya, how do you feel about high count burpees as a main and daily workout? I do not think that's a worthwhile workout, and I don't think it's good as a daily workout. I think that's ridiculous. How about you just do 500 jumping jacks every day or run in place? You're doing some physical movement, but it's not going to get you any tangible linear progression. There's no reason to do it. If you love burpees more than anything in the fucking world, then I don't care what you do with your life, do it. But it's worthless as a main and daily workout. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to get from that? What are you trying to get out of doing that? I think people need to build muscle. All right, I'm not saying everyone has to do what I do, but man, people need to build muscle. It doesn't matter what you want to do. You need muscle mass. Seriously, people that are fat have no muscle mass. People that are skinny fat have no muscle mass. People need to build muscle mass. And then you can work on other things. And when I say building muscle mass, I don't mean that you have to be the biggest person. You have to step on a bodybuilding stage. I'm not saying you have to lift like a fucking madman, but you should be developing and building muscle tissue. It's so much more important than people realize. It's not just for the way you look. Lift heavy weights. You don't have to do it as passionately as the main goal as I do, but you need to be building muscle. Everyone, I don't care if you're a fucking painter, you should be building muscle. Otherwise, you're going to be frail and have osteoporosis and all these other issues as you get older, not to mention, you know, other habits, but we'll move on from that. Let's see here. Lavash Armo, Papa Swolio, what's a good replacement for my oatmeal? I don't understand the question. What are you replacing? I don't, and I'll tell you why I don't understand the question. Why are you trying to replace foods? Just don't eat foods that aren't good for you. Oatmeal is peasant food. It really is. Tons of phytic acid, pesticides, just sits like a brick in your stomach. You're not extracting quality nutrients. What are you replacing it? Like, just eat something else. Eat other things that are more valuable. Eat eggs. Have bacon. Eat steak. Have some sort of protein. Have some, maybe some, you want a carb, eat some fruit. Have a little bit of white rice or something, maybe a little bit of a sweet potato. I don't eat sweet potatoes lately, but you don't need carbs in the morning either. So what's a good source of carbs in the morning? Why are you trying to jack up your insulin first thing in the morning? Why are you eating carbs first thing in the day? That's a big question. Why would you eat carbs first thing in the morning? Just curious. Because I don't think you need carbs first thing in the morning. I think that's quite the opposite of what you should be doing for your body. I think that's like one of the biggest, these paradigms, and a lot of this is marketing. Just like Loretta said, there are no specific breakfast foods. That's just Kellogg's. It's marketing. Start your day with this. I don't know how oatmeal became a morning food or toast. It's a weird thing that a lot of that is cultural or marketing. It's hard to discern the difference between the two, especially in the last 50, 100 years. But what do you need in the morning? You could have some fruit in the morning. I just think you should be having either protein or fat earlier in the day or nothing. I don't think you should be sucking down tons of carbohydrates first thing in the morning. But if you're going to, have some fruit. I don't know. Waking up first thing and having carbs, I don't believe is a good idea. if you wake up and then after a workout, you have some. It depends. I would say it depends on more of the context of everything else that you eat. But again, you don't need to replace one thing with another thing. You just need to find the foods that work best for you and eat them when you want to eat them. Whether you have them in the morning or in the evening, I think there's better choices based on when your exercise is and when you train and how it works for your lifestyle and for your body. But humans are more similar than they are different. So eating maybe, not eating too close for bedtime, or maybe having more carbohydrates, maybe just before you train or right after you train, is more acceptable or more realistic. I would say experiment, but have you done an elimination diet? If not, I mean, I don't think you have if you're eating oatmeal still. Something to look into. Jim Stone, Papa Solio, safe workouts to start postpartum. I'm due very soon. I've kept up my normal routine, but I know I'll have to adjust for a little while. I already plan on walking, but for lifting, I don't have anything specific. Everyone's very unique and different. Just with what you say there, I don't want to give you anything that might exacerbate, but I would say do what you can as you feel like you can postpartum. We have postpartum yoga inside Soulnormous X right after you give birth. You gotta be careful. Any other ladies, moms out there that have any suggestions, but you gotta be careful immediately after, but definitely some light movement. Or like I said, the postpartum yoga we have is designed for right after, but you're healing in many ways. So it's important to not overstress your body and just be patient. You don't want to get that impatience and come back or try to push yourself too soon. Like, you literally are pushing a fucking human out of your vagina. So you gotta be chill with that. And I don't have any personal experience. I'm not a woman, and Mama Soyo hasn't pushed my seed out yet. So ladies, those of you that with experience, you can speak a little bit more on that. Just gotta be careful. Well aware of that, though. A lot of women do the binding afterwards. There's a lot of good strategies for healing. Okay, Papa Swolio, thoughts on EMOM for endurance every minute on the minute? Ugh, hate this CrossFit shit. I have sandbag runs in my training now for 10 minutes. I'm apparently fuscular. What's fuscular? Is that fat muscular? What does that mean? Every minute on the minute. So it's like interval training. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be more glycolytic. It's going to be slower paced than if you were doing, 1 minute and then 2 or 3 minutes. Usually it's like 1 to 3 or 1 to 5. If I'm doing interval training, or if I'm doing something on the VersaClimber, I'll do 30 seconds and then go slow for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But I'll go all out for the 20 or 30 seconds and then I'll chill for like 2-3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes, and go slower, all out for 30 seconds, 20-30 seconds, and then slow for 2-3 minutes. So it's like an interval training. Every minute on the minute, depending on how long. So every minute on the minute is it depends on how long the exercise takes and how intense the exercise is. So if it's not super high intensity, you're doing more like long, slow cardio in a sense. So if you're doing, if it takes you 30 seconds to complete, that's a 1-to-1 work rest ratio. That's not a lot. So it depends on how long it takes for you to complete the sandbag. So if you're doing every minute on the minute, if you're doing like 10 seconds and then you're resting for 50 seconds, you know what I mean? It depends on how long the actual work and how intense that work, how close it is to all out effort. All right. Okay, let's get into, we got a call. Let's get into a call. If you want to call into the show, askpapaswolio.com. This is free. You could do it anytime, as much as you want. We advertise it, we promote it all the time. It shocks me that people like, look, this is a free call into me. If you want to like call in and ask a question any time of day, it'll be featured on the show. So if you don't want to do it, that's cool. AskPapaSuolio.com always blows my mind that there aren't, you know, sometimes we get a bunch, sometimes we get none, sometimes we get a couple here and there trickle in. AskPapaSuolio.com. If we don't get more coming through, we might shut it down, but AskPapaSuolio.com if you want to call into the show.
Hey, Papa Suolio, I just finished reading David Goggins' book, You Can't Hurt Me, and I was curious to hear your thoughts if you had read the book or knew about David Goggins on his lifestyle, training habits, mental discipline. I was just curious if you agreed with a lot of the stuff that he's putting out there and where you might differ. Thanks.
Hey, I haven't read the book. I'm aware of the book. I've seen his content before and listened to interviews. Yeah, Goggins is awesome. He's obviously a rare breed, and I think a lot of people get inspiration and light that fire. So I think a lot of people, you don't have to be him. You have to be you. So, you know, what you have to understand is you don't have to be him. You could want to emulate him, but that's also unrealistic for the vast majority of people. You have to be wired a certain way, and you have to forge that. But it just goes to show what the human body can do. If you push yourself to that extreme and you are, you know, relentless. But this is like a callus that's built up over time. So people, you know, he wasn't like that immediately. He wasn't like that always. And that's what he goes through in his past. But these are all habits, right? These are habits. These are habits, and these are the discipline comes from doing the stuff that you don't want to do, but you build the habit of doing the hard things. Yeah, Goggins is great. I don't know every last thing that he's ever said, but in terms of his mindset, yeah, that's like, of course, the extreme antithesis to being a fat, lazy fuck. So definitely get your inspiration. But I've read like parts of the book and like excerpts and stuff like that, but I haven't read it cover to cover or anything like that. So good question. And yeah, good stuff. Soul Train on YouTube. I was gone for a while. What happened to YouTube? Why do they seem to hate self-improvement and free speech? Because you have leftists and communists and Marxists that have taken over most of these mainstream platforms and corporate media and got banned several months ago. I don't even remember what it was. So stop streaming there. Decided recently, just like, fuck it. Let me just stream a little bit just to remind people. I'm kind of still 1 foot out. I don't know. I do it for a week and then I'm like, this sucks. So go follow on Rumble, because it's very likely that I'll stop streaming on YouTube this week. I feel okay with it for a couple of days and I'm just like, I fucking hate it. I don't think it's really worth it. I don't think enough people watch over there anymore, which is fine because we stopped streaming there and stopped doing it for a while. So kind of killed the channel, but on purpose. It wasn't really getting a lot of reach or anything anyway. So I just seemed to be less of a purpose to stream over there. So rumble.com/thedailyswole. We'll be continuing to stream over there. So, and we don't do full shows during the week on YouTube anymore. Whenever you go over the news and stuff like that, balls deep portion, we always cut off. So, all right, let's see. So that was a question. That was a more context for YouTube. So again, if you don't see the stream popping up on YouTube, that's because I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm only doing it because I felt like it. But today I was borderline. I'm not going to stream to it. So any day now I might just be like, fuck it again. Then I might come back and stream a couple days. I don't know. But I figured it was also a good idea because sometimes people, even as much as I was saying it over and over again, and we did this kind of transition where I was saying, hey, the show isn't the full show is only going to be blah, 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 only on Rumble. And then a lot of people, maybe people didn't watch that week. So hop back on just to remind people that's where the show is and that's where it's going to go. And the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I'm doing it on YouTube again. Kara Alexis, do you dream? I have been known to dream. I've been known to dream. Okay. Albert Northard, Papa Swolio, where do you go to find quality eggs? I want to start having 5 to 10 a day. Okay, interesting goal. I don't even have 5 to 10 a day. Sometimes I don't eat eggs. But quality eggs locally, pastured eggs, corn and soy free. You can order online too. There's a lot of places and farms, Circle C Farms, Dutch Meadows. I don't know if Miller's has eggs, but you can order them online. You can order pasture raised, high quality eggs, and they ship in a box. I don't know where you live, Albert, but you might be surprised that you could find local farms that have really high quality eggs. You really want to try to get pasture raised, pasture, not pasteurized, pasture raised eggs. And you want to get, you want to ideally make sure that they're corn and soy free. No pesticides and all that stuff. So a lot of times there's smaller farms that you can get locally, or you can order locally, or there's farms that actually ship nationwide, but they're locally in your area. Or get chickens. We're going to get some chickens. So looking forward to that. Luke Holly, you play Fortnite? No. Fuck no. Have I played it before? Yeah, like when it first came out. Because I was going to do some streaming and I did like 2 games. I was like, this sucks. Getting it, 86. Where did GTTFG derive from? Go to the fucking gym. I don't know if you know. I mean, obviously, you probably know that's go to the fucking gym. Where it derived from? Common sense and logic. Go to the fucking gym. America, fuck yeah! Where did it derive from? Maybe when did I do it? The first time I actually said it was in the old Swole Hole. I think it was 2020. 2019 or 2020, when I was drinking coffee and I was like, hey, how was your workout today? Did you crush it? Awesome. And then I froze. I look at the camera like, you didn't go to the fucking gym? And then it did well. And it felt good. It just came really naturally. And I started doing it more often. And then it just evolved into all sorts of different things. Yes, Old Train, just downloaded Rumble. Sweet. Yeah, come on over. Most people are watching on Rumble. Rumble is waiting for you. Let's get a little America for Soul Train, switching over to Rumble. Yeah. See, this is why. This is why I wanted to stream a little bit on YouTube a little bit, you know? Sunday and Monday might be the full episode, but gotta let people know that we're over there. I think it helps because once we did this, got a couple more subscribers. It's like, gotta let people know where we are. If you want to get the whole uncensored knowledge cock, go to Rumble. Simple. Papa Soul, your thoughts on bacon? I like bacon. Again, you want to get heritage breed pork, like pasture-raised pigs or milk-fed pork. Like, there's high-quality pork out there. You just got to find it. Most of these places that sell grass-fed and grass-finished beef and pastured eggs will have pork. They'll have similar quality. So you could look into that. I don't eat a lot of pork. I don't eat pork chops or anything like that. Not that I wouldn't, but we just don't cook it. We just eat beef. But I love bacon, and I'm not going to eat beef. I've had beef bacon. It's like, no. Pork bacon. Delicious. Come to daddy. All right, got a couple more questions. Again, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Let's see. Luca Neri, Papa Swolio, had to stop working out due to a major health problem. How to not feel bad about losing gains? I'm sorry to hear that. Then don't feel bad. It's not complicated. How to not feel bad about losing gains. That's a choice. So happiness is a choice. What you need to do is focus on what you can do, because yes, that sucks. And I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm not trying to be harsh on you, but life goes on. So usually when you have an injury, here's a great way to get around this. It's a great topic. If you have an injury, if you have a setback, use that as leverage, use that as inspiration to work on the things that you normally wouldn't spend that much time on. Now Luca can work on mobility. You can practice yoga and meditation. You can make tons of progress, leaps and bounds. And as you repair, which will help you repair, as you get better, as you physically get better, you will have new habits integrated into your life. And all these other weak points will be strengthened. And then when you come back to lifting heavy weights, you'll be better than before. So do yoga, go for a walk, meditate. There's so many things you can do. Focus on your nutrition, focus on other habits, focus on a creative outlet, focus on building a business online, like something. I don't know what that means. It's very vague. Working out due to a major health problem. Again, I'm sorry to hear about that, but there's always something you can do. So for example, if I have something where, for example, like, right, I had a really hard leg workout like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I don't know, deep in my fuck, I don't know if it's my vastus lateralis or my T-band or something like on the bone. It's just, it aches. And I realized, okay, maybe even with my limited volume, but my high intensity, maybe I need to pull back a little bit and pull back in the sense of maybe I need some kind of a shift of stress. So yesterday when I did my quad workout, I changed the exercise for the first time in like 3 months. I changed which, like the organization of my quad workout. So I did a couple different moves and I wanted to find exercise where that didn't get flared up. I wanted to push hard, but I didn't want to aggravate that one area. I like working that area where it was sore, but it just feels like it needs some more fatigue. So I wanted to do a little bit less of an overload, but maybe a little bit more of a middle rep scheme. So I wasn't doing like 4 or 5 reps. In other words, I changed the stress a little bit and had a great workout and it felt great. And I adjusted. So sometimes little quote unquote setbacks can lead you to, hey, you should focus a little bit more on mobility. You should pull back. You should deload for a week or shift the focus a little bit. Maybe you're overdoing it in those areas. Maybe that's a sign of an imbalance or something else that needs to be focused on. Like use it as, hey, like a weather vane, right? There's going to be wind every day. Sometimes it's going to blow harder. Sometimes it's going to blow less. Sometimes it's going to come from the northwest. Sometimes it's going to come from the southeast. Sometimes it's going to, right? Sometimes it's going to change during the day. So it's not always going to be the same. You just need to make sure that you adjust the sails. Just make sure you're adjusting and adapting. Lavash Armo, what exactly do you feed the tainty man and churchy church? Speaking of the sexy beaches. There's the churchy church, and she's so tiny. She's hand-sized. Tainty man doesn't give a fuck today. So they get grass-fed and finished beef. They get some heart and liver in their beef and maybe a little bit, mix in a little bit of sweet potato just for digestion, helps them, you know, if it's just meat, if it's only just meat, dogs are carnivores, but a little bit of mashed in sweet potatoes helps. Sometimes Papa Swolio gets a little bit of like runny poops if she only has, just like the meat, but they get treats and stuff like that, but meat and a little bit of sweet potatoes. Just kind of like a little bit mashed in just to mix it in with it. No, they do not. They are not getting carrots. These dogs have never had a carrot. There's never been a carrot in this house. I haven't seen a carrot in this house ever. Not once. I find carrots offensive. Yeah, they like things to chew on. They like crunchy stuff. I wouldn't poison them though. Sadly, your dogs eat healthier than most people. Oh, they do. That was the original when I created like Instagram accounts for them. I said, my dogs eat, I eat healthier than humans. I eat healthier or dog eats healthier than you. They do. They definitely eat better than most humans. 100%. Her stomach must be tiny. Oh yeah. She just eats like every time I feed her, Mama Swole will tell you the same thing. Every time I feed her, I'm always like, is that enough? It just doesn't look like there's such a little bit amount in the bowl. And then when I put it in her cage and she's eating it, I'm like, oh, it looks bigger relative to her body. But when I'm making all the food, it's hard because at one point I was overfeeding her. She wasn't eating all her food. I was just feeding her too much, but it just doesn't seem like anything. I'm like, is she starving? She doesn't look, you can't see her ribs. She's great in terms of her weight, but I'll put a bowl of Tainty Man's food and he'll eat anywhere between like a pound. I mean, easily, he usually gets like a pound and a half plus of like meat. So he'll eat a lot of meat and sweet potato, but next to his dish, it just looks like so little. But then I put it next to her body and it's pretty significant. I want to go back to this one question. Just see one. I don't think I talked about this for a second. When you said, Luca, how to not feel bad about losing gains. Again, it's feeling, right? We have to a little bit more suck it up, buttercup. And I'm not saying that it's great to have. I'm not saying that you want to feel bad. But again, that's something that's in your control. Your feelings are in your control. So that's how you have to think about it. How do I not feel bad? By not feeling bad, by feeling good and being grateful that you can work on these other things. So understand that the feeling isn't accurate. You wish you could lift. I get it. You'll be back. But you should be doing whatever you can to get back more efficiently and to come back stronger, right? Yeah. Ground beef, Soul Train says, I recently got ground beef that has organ meat blended in with it. Yeah, you can buy it. Yeah, a lot of times you can find it, or you can bring it to a butcher, or if a butcher has liver and kidney and grass-fed meat, you can have them mix it, blend. It's great. All right. Rye Guy, would a tablespoon of honey be better before bed or before a workout? Quite possibly both. Before a workout's great. I love a tablespoon or two of raw honey. Raw honey, raw local honey if possible. Local honey, but raw for sure. Before, after, during. I've had a tablespoon of honey during a workout. If I'm working out, I haven't done it lately, but I used to. Or if I feel like I come inside the house to fill up some water sometimes, I'll just take a spoonful of raw honey in the middle of a workout and go back and smash. What I like before a workout, if you need some carbs before a training session, someone's asking that earlier, why not have a tablespoon or two of raw honey? That's carbohydrates. Again, it doesn't have to be oatmeal. Why does it have to be oatmeal? Why does it have to be this fucking sludge? You don't have to eat a brick to have a good workout. You're getting carbohydrates with honey. You're actually getting some. So that's a great option before, during, or after a workout. Love it. Before bed is an option. We've talked about this. I wouldn't go for the honey first. I would make sure, first off, people need to change their habits. And people underestimate how hard it is to change a sleep habit. You're changing your whole circadian rhythm. You can't just be going to sleep at 2 a.m. and then go to sleep at 9 o'clock every night. You're going to have trouble falling asleep. You have to do this gradually. You have to understand that it's not going to happen, pun intended, overnight. So honey before bed would be the last thing that I would do. I would work first on shutting down, not eating too late, turning off all the lights, blue lights, blocking out all the windows, no LED lights, cold, dark room, meditation or sauna or warm shower or something before bed, reading before bed, all red lights, no blue light, no cell phones, no Wi-Fi, any of that stuff. You shouldn't be able to see your hand in front of your face, just like all those habits. Then you can work on maybe adding like magnesium or theanine or apigenin. There's other things you can have before going to sleep. And then if you're waking up in the middle of the night, make sure you're not drinking too much water right before bed. You want to hydrate plenty, but you don't want to be drinking tons of water before bed. You want to be drinking throughout the day and then tapering off probably a couple hours before bed, so you can be pissing. You want to be trickle pissing before bed. That way you're not waking up to go to the bathroom. I've kind of found a sweet spot because that was a problem because I was going to the sauna at night. And then after the sauna, I want to hydrate. I'm fucking, you sweat out a ton. I want to hydrate. So if I'm going to the sauna after dinner or later on that night, and then I'm drinking tons of water, I'm going to be up all night pissing. So I try to, I like doing the sauna at night, but then I really want to drink a lot of water. So it's hard to rehydrate. So doing it earlier has, if I do it, I want to try to do it earlier in the evening or something like that before I eat. But then it could be a little bit like a tablespoon of honey, like half an hour before sleep. So sometimes people wake up in the middle of the night because you have like a glucose dump. If you haven't had a food for too long or carbohydrates, sometimes that can wake you up. Your body releases some glucose and it hits your brain and you wake up in the middle of the night. So there's some other factors with the honey, but sometimes that can help you fall asleep and stay asleep. But I would try all those other habitual changes first. Soul Train, I keep getting ads for overnight oats. Yeah, it's gross. Instead of making oats at one time, just like leave the sludge in the fridge overnight and then eat this mush. Sauna is good in the evening because it decreases your internal body temperature because your body is giving off so much heat. There's another reason why if people have trouble sleeping, you could wear socks to bed because it forces your body to give off more heat to cool off. I would never wear socks to bed. But we have a cold fucking room and we have like cooling pads on the beds. I go to sleep. I want to go to sleep in a fucking igloo. Overnight oats is gross. And why do people eat oatmeal? Right? Why do people eat oatmeal? They put, what do they put on it? Cinnamon and sugar all over it, or fruit all over it, or they mix it, right? That's what people, that's how people eat oatmeal. You know why? Because it's dog shit. You're literally eating bland dog food. So you have to put all this crap on it to make it even palatable. It's disgusting. It's gross. You're trying to hide the taste of that sludge. Don't eat it. There's so many, again, there's so many more valuable things you could put in your body to get nutrition than oatmeal. There's no nutrition, no value in that. It's good for the heart. It's like the worst thing for the heart. Yeah, whole grains, good for the heart. Sure. You would think by all these changes with diet, oh, avoid all the fats, eat your processed carbohydrates. Wouldn't all the heart disease and diabetes and shit like that be going down? Oh, no, it's skyrocketing. Yeah, because you're compounding the problem. Question, Mr. Abdallah. Can I gain weight during Ramadan? I don't know. Can you? Question from Figuero Pablos. Papa Swilio, can you explain your sleep? Like how many hours and all in one go? Or do you take naps and pills? We just kind of talked about sleep. No, I don't take pills. I don't recommend anyone take pills. I don't take naps. If you take a nap, that's the quickest way to not fall asleep at night. If you need a nap during the day, you're not getting quality sleep. If you want to lie down, put your feet up on like a couch at work or something like that for like 10 minutes, not so much as a nap, but just kind of like a reset meditation, cool down. There's nothing wrong with that. 10, 15 minutes, you might not fall asleep. You might kind of like zone out. That's fine. But the problem with naps is like, one, it's going to interrupt your sleep cycle. And two, if you take like an hour nap, you might wake up and feel groggy because you get into those deeper sleep cycles and then you wake up and you're, woof. It's like going from the bottom of the ocean and you're rising too fast, right? You know, you get the bends, you have that oxygen imbalance or whatever it is, and you can fuck yourself up. If you come up too fast from scuba diving and things like that, or, you know, or free diving. Excuse me. So you want to make sure that you're only doing like 10, 15 minutes, but lying down, putting your feet up and just kind of like sleeping, getting some more blood flow to the brain, just kind of relaxing. That's totally fine, but no naps. If you're taking a pill to go to sleep, you're really fucked up. That's not good. But sleep happens earlier in the day. You know, if you're trying to go to sleep at 10 o'clock, when do you think, like, if you're trying to be in bed at 10 o'clock, everything's all ready to go, then when do you think that starts? That starts at like 6 or 7 o'clock. When are you eating your last meal? How are you wrapping up all your evening habits? People don't realize that when you change, and this is why we talk about sleep all the time. People don't realize that when you, if you want to move up, right? If you want to move up your sleeping time, if you want to move up your bedtime, like half an hour, okay, realize every other thing that you do normally, all your habits, whether you think about them or not, there are things that you do in sequence before you get ready for bed. Everything has to be bumped up half an hour or eliminated. So how many habits are you changing? You're changing 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 habits. Just saying. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's quite possible. But I'm saying everything has to be shifted. So you have to think about that cascade. And everyone knows there's that cascade event, right? There's a certain time, like for us, it's like the red zone, right? When we're finishing eating this and there, boom, the lights go red. That's like the beginning of the evening cascade, all right? The lights are off. The blue lights are off. The red lights are on. Okay, then we're doing washing the dishes, getting this, taking the dogs out, the dogs are fed, taking a shower, right? There's that cascading effect of getting ready for bed. So just understand that you have to be aware. You can't just, hey, I'm just going to go to sleep half an hour earlier. Everything has to be moved. Everything has to be adjusted. Just keep that in mind. So when do you have to start that? Okay, Lavish, you said the protein you use is unflavored. What's the consistency of it? Is it still milkshakey, or does it not change the water consistency? It's milkshakey. I mean, I just mix it with water. It just tastes watery. There's really no bad flavor. Usually unflavored, if you just mix with water, it tastes like absolute garbage. It mixes fine, and it tastes watery. I don't care. I've never cared about the flavor of things. I care about the function. I'm not drinking people have these protein shakes. They want it to taste good. They want it to be a fucking party in their mouth. I want it to taste like a strawberry milkshake. They're putting all this fucking sugar and, yeah, fruit, but just tons of other stuff. I just want the protein. So give me the protein. Put it in my body, and that's it. So the problem is when it doesn't mix. If it doesn't mix well, then you have this chunky, like, that sticks to your teeth and the container. And that, it, like, I don't care. I don't want that. I don't want that chunky, sticky. You know, you could literally build a house with it. It's clay. You don't want that shit. You want it to be, you want it to blend. And the flavor, having it not taste like shit, it's a bonus. A lot of people mix things in to their shakes because it tastes like shit. But a lot of it's synthetic, right? That vanilla, ugh, vanilla, that artificial vanilla flavor, cookies and cream. It's just, yeah, it's gross. Gross. Okay, two more questions from Instagram. Any other? Peppo on YouTube, Papa Swolio, are you sick? No. What, do I look sick? Do I sound sick? A lot of people sick with flu and stuff these days. Yeah, because people are fat and fucking unhealthy. And they don't get vitamin D and they don't take care of themselves. People that get sick all the time are just chronically unhealthy. Their immune system's always compromised. If I get sick, it's for a day. Or I'll eat something and it doesn't agree with me and I'll throw it up. And I'll be sick for like a couple hours. Or I'll have a headache and then I'll throw up and I'll feel fine. I don't get sick. I don't get sick, I just get less awesome. So I always say, psychologically, I don't get sick. I just get a little bit less swole and I come right back. Asantavika, 42224, Papa Solia, why'd you start your page? Why'd I start my page? Why did you start doing... Come on, man. These questions, bro. My page? I didn't start my page. I guess some people start a page. What, Instagram? Why did you start your Instagram page? It's a business. It's a business. I didn't start a page. I have a business, and I created an Instagram profile for the business. So the page is not like... I'm not like, hey, I'm going to do social media. No, it was a business, and everything that I do on social media is a byproduct of that business. Marketing, advertising, getting attention. It's all about getting attention. If I don't have your attention, then I can't tell you to go to the fucking gym and stop being a lazy chode. And how do I get your attention? I have to go where you are. Where are you? You're on Instagram. So here I am. Jack Shahi, what's your favorite steak cut? Ribeye. Let's fucking go.
He's on fire!
Bum, 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 bum. It also helps that if you want, look, and this is why older people, this is why people classically move to Florida. If you don't want to get sick, then move to Florida. You get sunlight all year round. It's gorgeous all the fucking time. You know, yes, sometimes everyone's like, oh my God, but it's so hot. Yeah, that's why people don't get sick. That's why people move here, because it's fucking awesome. You want it to be cold and freezing for 8 months out of the year? That's why I moved out of the Northeast. Fuck that shit. If I want to go skiing, I'll go and I'll come back and it'll be beautiful again. And the best thing is, if you live in Florida, you know, people say, well, there's, you know, okay, the heat, fuck that shit. That's not even a good, it's not even a good example. Like, what about the hurricanes? Best natural disasters. Best natural disasters. Why? Because you're notified like 3 weeks in advance. Hey, in 3 weeks, you might have an issue. Just keep an eye. We'll let you know if it's going to be where you get a heads. You get a heads up. You get a heads up about an earthquake. No, you get a heads up about a mudslide and flash flooding. You might maybe a couple days out. Oh my God, there's going to be a massive amount of rain in California. And then because you don't get rain ever, then it hits like concrete on the dried out ground. And then you get floods and Arizona, or if you rarely get rain, it'll be like a fucking flash flood and it's a disaster. In Florida, it rains, yeah, a little bit all the time, so we have amazing drainage. So what you'll see, all right, here's what you'll see in Florida if you see flooding, and yeah, it can flood because we're like at sea level and sometimes below, but what you don't see, and this is what they don't show you, even when there's like torrential flooding, the next day it's gone. Sometimes if it's super bad, it might be like a couple days. Just because the water will get to places where there isn't a ton of drainage. Like a year ago, we had like flooding at the airport for like a few days. But it'll be flooded. There'll be water everywhere. Like, oh my God, crazy. And then when it stops, you won't even know it rains because there's such amazing drainage, because it's just everything. The ground is like sand. So it just drains right back through. So you can't argue with me. There's no other place in the country that has better natural disasters. We don't get earthquakes. I mean, I guess if there's an earthquake somewhere and there's a tsunami, it's like, yeah, but I mean, there's gonna be a lot of places that are fucked. It is what it is. But that's one thing. That's one thing that when it comes to natural disasters, that's the argument I always make. They just get notified. The weather's like, hey, there's a low pressure system outside of Africa. Maybe it might come this way. Just so you know, there's a tropical depression like off the coast of, I don't know, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So they're like, all right. And then it's coming towards you. And at the last minute, it turns. So it's never even guaranteed that it's going to hit you. We've had stuff that's coming like directly for us, and it's like, and just goes last minute. Like, oh, there's nothing. You do all this preparation. But that's the problem with Floridians, is that when they say no one cares down here, unless it's like a category 2 or 3, you say a category 1 hurricane, like people, I mean, yeah, they'll go and get water, but most people have water from all the other years. Like you have, and you, people just don't give a shit. No one, if you live here, no one cares unless it's like, it's in the numbers. Tropical storm, 50, 60, it's all right. It rains and it's really windy and really rainy. Okay. No one really worries until it's like a 2 or 3. But again, it depends. It depends. Like a 2 or 3, like a 1 could be worse than a 2 or 3. Depending on how it hits and how fast it's going. So if it's going slow and it sits over you for a while and it's like doing, it could do a lot more damage because it's just sitting there. If it's moving quickly, it won't hit you. It'll hit you hard, but then it'll pass on. So it won't be long. So it really depends on the speed of how it moves, how wide the bands are and all that stuff. But that's the problem. That's the problem because we get used to the warnings. Yeah. And then it's like, hey, right, the sky is falling, or, you know, the boy who cried wolf. But I take it seriously. I just watch and I use my objective reality. Like, I'm not worried about my safety, but if it's a category 4 or 5, I'm not going to sit around and find out. I'm not going to wait for that to hit. It depends on where you are, too. If you're more in the middle of Florida, you're not going to get super strong storms because it'll break down once it gets to the land. The problem is, a lot of times, it'll hit, it'll be strong, and then it gets really weak as it goes over Florida, and then it goes into the Gulf, and then that's when it hits like Katrina and stuff like that. We got hit with Wilma and Katrina first. It just was like a 1 or 2, and then went over the Gulf, and then got super strong, and then smashed on the way up. Like that area, Texas and Louisiana, like they get fucking hammered with shit. In Florida, we really don't get that much. We haven't had anything that's really bad. We had one, I guess in my area, I guess it depends because, you know, West Coast got hammered. So it really depends on where you are in Florida for your perspective. Florida is not created equal when it comes to hurricanes. There's a lot of places that just, man, you live like 50 miles south, you get hammered. 50 miles north, like, we didn't get anything. So Florida is not like, Florida got hit with the hurricane. You might have one place that got hammered and everyone else is like, nothing. Yeah. But I mean, when you have a bad heart, like hurricanes will do some serious fucking damage. But again, it's not like I would rather have a hurricane than a tornado, because tornadoes are so unpredictable. They're so much more powerful and they're so concentrated. Like you have a tornado go over, like it'll rip everything to fucking shit. A hurricane's not going to do that kind of, a hurricane doesn't do that kind of specific targeted damage. You've seen the tornado, like you've seen the tornado like damage zones. Have you seen how like a tornado, you'll see some houses that are completely fine and others that are just, where'd they go? Like wiped out, flattened, absolutely fucking flattened. And then other houses are fine. It's like wherever the tornado went, it just ate shit. But then a hurricane, it's really just broad. It's really broad. It's not like, hey, we're going to fuck up your house and leave that guy alone. It just, you know, yeah, tornadoes can spin off. Sure. Tornadoes can spin off hurricanes. I mean, I'm not a weather expert, but yeah, I'm not saying, look, everyone in the country, you get disasters, right? Up north, you get crazy fucking snow and you get hurricanes. The Midwest, you get droughts, you get flash floods, you get fucking freezing frost and tornado, right? You get all sorts of shit. We don't get mudslides. We don't get this. Like, we have Florida, man, alligators. I've never seen an alligator. Have I? I think I might have seen, but like, there's always rivers and water, like canals. I don't see water. Like, I don't see alligators like around. They exist. Just saying, it's not like we're like, hey, we have gotten some, there have been some like little tornadoes and I've done a lot of damage, like small, but really pockets of Florida. But anyway, natural disasters are not fun regardless, but obviously I just like the natural disasters that let you know that they might be there in a couple weeks. Like, hey, just so you know, there's something off the coast. Looks pretty bad. We're not sure yet. Might get stronger, might not. You know, you see the graph where it's like, hey, it might be a direct hit, but it also might go completely this way or completely this way. It's like the spaghetti map. It's just like, no one fucking knows. Like, all right, well, thanks for the heads up. I'll keep an eye on it. So the thing is, here's the hack in Florida. First, you should always be prepared. But you're never going to get like a flash hurricane. Like, it's not like, hey, it's a beautiful day today. It's Sunday. And all of a sudden tomorrow, hurricane. It doesn't like just, I don't even know if it can. Like, there would have to be some, like a nuke that goes off somewhere in the ocean that like creates a fucking stir or something like that. So the key is when you have that 2 weeks out, that's when you go and get water. That's when you make sure, okay, 2 weeks, we might have something. It's like a mic check. It's like your audio check or a studio check. You're setting up a show and lighting, you know, you're just testing it out, right? Okay. We have the water. Okay. We're good with that. Let's get a couple more of things, but you do it 2 weeks out. When you get a notification, you realize, oh, there might be something. Don't do it 2 days before. Everyone's going to Home Depot and everyone's buying water like on the Tuesday before. It's like, just do it when you hear about it. Oh, is there some stuff coming? Okay, I order water or you get this. Or we have everything, cool. We got some batteries, cool. And then in 2 weeks, if you have, then you're already ready. It's just kind of like you get something 1 year and then you have the water bottles. Like, we have water bottles in glass. We have some water in like plastic bottles. I don't want to drink the water in plastic, but if it's my survival, I'm going to drink water from a plastic fucking bottle. I'm not worried about phthalates if I might be dying. So, you know, you have emergency water, you have emergency food, and then buckle down and do the best that you can, but just don't wait till the last minute. That's, you get what you deserve. If you're going the day before, come on. You never find out about a hurricane. Like, it's coming Thursday. You don't find out about that shit on Wednesday or Tuesday. So people are panicking on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's like, you fucking found out about we knew about this for 2 or 3 weeks. I know, right? Just think if they did work that way, surprise, your house is gone. But that's what I'm talking about with like a tornado. You might get a tornado warning and that shit can come out of fucking nowhere for the most part. And you don't know where it's going to go. It might be your house is gone. It might be you're totally fine. That's scary. I mean, a hurricane is not going to take out your house unless you get to category three or above. It depends on if you have like a trailer. It depends on how slow it's going, but you're not going to get anything like insane unless it gets to be like a 3. 1 or a 2, you're going to get trees up. You're going to get power outages somewhere, but you start getting 3 or above, you're going to get a lot of damage. But the thing is when for hurricanes to be that powerful, they don't last long at that strength. Because it takes such like a combination of like, you know, of like warm water and like the cold pressure. Like, I mean, again, I'm not a fucking hurricane expert. But once they hit the land, especially if there's mountains, like that's why when you see it hit and then it like it loses power so quickly because it's not getting any quote unquote like energy, or like it's not getting the heat from the water and stuff like that over the land. Once it crosses the land, it usually loses strength really quickly. The weather is beautiful. The weather is beautiful before and after a hurricane because it takes it all. So right before the hurricane, you have like the calm before the storm. And then right after, you have like the quiet after like the destruction. Yeah. Now, they don't need to last that long to do damage. But again, that's why when you have, that's why the speed of a hurricane, when you see like, oh, it's moving at 12 miles an hour, that matters a lot. It matters a lot. Because if it's going super slow, that means it's going to sit on the edge and just cook you and just be like wind, and it's not moving fast. It'll sit there for a while. If it's going slow, it doesn't have to be as strong to do a lot of damage, because if you have a one or a two that's just like hovering or going really slow, it's going to, that those, it's really the sustained winds. It's really the sustained winds in the rain. So if it's going through fast, it might be like, whoa, a gust of wind. But if it's sitting there and it's just like the wind, it doesn't need to be as powerful. I don't know how this became like a weathercast, but it's all good. We're getting towards that season. I mean, it's hurricane season. I think technically May or June is when it starts. Not looking forward to it. But love the sun. All right, fam. If you want to jump on those merch specials, come on now. It's 20% off over there at papaswillio.com. Don't be a chode. Go and pick up some merch. 20% off everything. Earthang. A lot of people, most people call it Earthang instead of everything, but yeah, 20% off Earthang over at papaswillio.com. We do have some awesome St. Patty's merch, right? Go to the Fukin Gym. We have the image, we have the text, we have the bearded Irish logo, but it's 20% off everything. So you can check out the brand new, super popular. It's already an instant bestseller. The Door of the Swole Splore, the Vamos al Puto Gimnasio, blowing up. Those videos are crushing online. So definitely check out the Dora shirt, check out Shred, SpongeBob Swole Pants. I haven't rocked that one yet. I think that one's going to do really well too. Make Shaming Great Again, GTTFG, NASA design. So we'll have a new design tomorrow. We do new drops every single week, and new merch, new yoga, new recipes and stuff. So tomorrow during the Accountability Monday, we'll have all that, but 20% off, papaswillio.com. If you want to join the fam, swolenormousx.com. We had a roundtable on Thursday. We had an overtime segment on Friday for members, but get access to all of our programs, yoga, nutrition, meditation, so much more, swolenormousx.com. And tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time, the 18th, 12 noon, will be Accountability Monday. So be there for that, and we'll let you know all the deets on the new drops. All right, let's give away today's Swole card. It's hashtag Get Swole. Falcon, kick us off, ya boosh. Oh, Falcon. Aye, Falcon. Hashtag Get Swole. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Is it? Could it be? It is the fucking GOAT. Get out of here. When's the last time you won a card? Cerny, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Cerny on the womb blay. Get swole. Very fitting, because Cerny is swole. Congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2872 in the subject. All right. The girt.
I gave it a tan.
And that's
tan.
The way. I like it.
Congratulations, Cerny. All right, Beaches, we'll take some soundboard requests. And let me tell you, we had a lot of stuff to go over. We didn't go over any news or anything like that, but we'll get to some of that on Tuesday, I guess. I got a lot of stuff on my timeline, but we'll come back to it. We will come back to it on Tuesday, I suppose. It might be, I don't know how we're going to get through all the stuff.
Emotional, damn it!
What's your biggest fear of this?
Lacey, Cerny, Lacey says, Papa will send you money to send her a chapstick. Aww. Aww.
Shut up, bitch!
That was from Cerny.
How dare you?
Bet you can't stump me with a soundboard request. I'm too quick with it. You drop a soundboard, I got it in 2 seconds. Undefeated.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Go fuck yourself.
Chlorophyll? More like chlorophyll.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm all sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
Cake.
Another example of cake gender would be if someone feels like they have different layers or flavors to their particular gender.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
I just like hair.
I got hairy legs.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Oh, churchy. Oh, sweet tinkles. Church. Oh no. Oh, it's so cute. Churchill. Oh, very nice. Crank up that hog, fam-wise. Hi, Churchy. Oh, look at her. Look at this. Look at the bush. Look at the bush. Look at the bush. Look at the cutes. Everyone, look at the cutes. Everyone, look at the cutes. Oh, get the massage. So good, scratchies. If you're so good, you like it. You're so cute. You're such a cutie. Oh, the belly rubs. Oh, the belly rubs. Very nice. Okay. All right, fam. Thank you so. How do I get anything done? I can't get anything done with this cute beach. I can't get anything done with you. You make it impossible for me to get anything done. Absolutely impossible with the church. Fam, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time for Accountability Monday. Again, check out the merch specials over there at papaswolio.com. Make sure you hit the like button, follow the page. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you download Rumble, follow on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. That's where you can follow the show, get the full episodes of the show. Don't miss out on the balls deep portions and stuff like that. I'm not sure how long I will be continuing to even partial stream to YouTube. I go through phases where I hop on YouTube for a little bit, remind people, hey, we're over on Rumble. So full episodes, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button, whether you're watching on Rumble or YouTube, hit the thumbs up button. If you're watching the whole show and you don't hit the thumbs up button, that's literally just you giving me a little fuck you. You watched the whole show. You've been here for an hour and plus. Hit the thumbs up button. Helps a lot. Share with your friends. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. Peace, McGee, Deuce, McGoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Oh, out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need Zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad. It's